The words of the song say something. Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon the throne. There's a line that says, all hail, Redeemer, hail, for thou hast died for me. Uses words like ineffably sublime. Beyond my description or understanding is my God. So we're going to sing this song this morning. There's four verses. We're going to sing it. But I need some help this morning. I need some help this morning. So raise your hand if you know that song, you're familiar with. Okay, so first, just a few sopranos. If you would come join me up here, a few sopranos, and help me sing. I have music for you, sopranos. You're okay. Just come on up. Come on up. Just two or three of you who will come on up. Two or three. I saw a lot of hands. And alto, start getting it in your head. And please excuse us while we have choir practice. We didn't have time to practice before church. So just two sopranos. We're just going to sing a little soprano, but I think you'll be all right. So just a little bit, just to remember. Just here we go. We're just going to sing the first line. Just make sure that we're good with it before we add anyone else. Okay, so we're good. Just the first line. Thank you, sopranos. That's good. That's good. Just choir practice. It's not the real thing yet. It's just choir practice. Altos, any altos out there who can grab the part? I do have the music if you need to read it. But if you just want to feel it, that altos. Alto part. Okay, we have an alto right here. So do we have a soprano replacement? Do we have a soprano replacement for our alto? I need a soprano. Somebody, somebody, somebody. There we go, there we go. Is there another alto? The real thing, we're just practicing, so please excuse us while we practice. Just the sopranos, and then we'll come in with the alto. So just the sopranos first. Sopranos are good. Great.
Crown you with many
sing that first verse again. Alto, would you have alto? Here we go. Crown him. Thank you. Well done. Well done. Excellent. 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 Tenors. Are there tenors out there? Tenors? Two or three? Why don't we come? come over here to the microphone so that we can, we're good? You feel comfortable enough? No. You can go with this. Go ahead, sopranos and altos. Come over here. Tenor, you stay right here. Let's continue to work for our practice. All right. Sopranos, we're good. Feel good. Alto, we're good. Soprano, you want to stay together, soprano?
No,
you're good. All right. No, there's multiple. Okay. Just we're doing first one right now. Please excuse us. We don't normally do choir practice in front of everybody. Three parts. Let's try it. Here we go. Microphones, do you hear them? Oh yeah, stand, we're ready for the microphones. If you just stand in front of... two times. The first time we're going to sing it all together in unison, and then the second time we'll do our parts. All right, here we go. What a choir. Here we go. Oh, crown.
Crown him with many crowns. The Lamb on his
through. We'll sing the other verses. We'll start with verse one and then follow the screen.
Crown him.
thank you. You may be seated. Thank you. Every tongue in heaven and earth shall declare your glory. Every knee shall bow at your throne. In worship, you will be exalted, O God, and your kingdom shall not pass away, O Ancient of Days. Every tongue in heaven and earth shall declare your glory. Every knee shall bow at your throne. In worship, you will be exalted, O God, and your kingdom shall not pass away, O Ancient of Days. One more time. Every tongue in heaven and earth shall declare your glory. Every knee shall bow at your throne. In worship, you will be exalted, O God, and your kingdom shall not pass away, O Ancient of Days. Tongue in heaven and earth shall declare your glory. Every knee shall bow at your throne. In worship, you will be exalted, O God, and your kingdom shall not pass away. morning. We have some work to do this morning. I need some help this morning. We have some work to do. We're putting together a puzzle today. So I need some puzzling people. Well, I don't know if that didn't make sense. But some people who could help with this puzzle. I'm not looking for novices. I'm looking for skilled puzzle people. So please, this is not a time to learn, to figure. No. We're looking for skilled puzzle people. Are there two or three skilled puzzle people? Okay, we have some skill. We have some skill. Whoa, we have some skill. Well, no, one, two, three, four. Oh, no, that's good. Four skilled puzzling people. Feel free to move things around as makes sense. That is what we are working with. I left it in the bag so you can see that it's there. So go ahead, open it up, and just puzzle along. Oh, yeah, no, puzzle along. Okay, so we have skilled puzzlers. Do you know, it's interesting. Music is interesting, and what makes music interesting is the variety that you bring to the music. For example, melody is one thing, but melody is just melody. And even when we were singing Crown Him with Many Crowns, get it, melody. But when we begin to add in the other parts, the harmony. Let me give a spoiler alert on this. Trust me in this. We prefer our lives lived out in melody. Because it's simple, predictable, and known. It is easier to deal with life in melody. When life comes along according to what's written. When you can follow with one finger what is happening. And it's a simple line. Oh, it's not as pretty, but it's easier to manage. It's easier to manage. Beautiful melody. But what makes music exciting is when you bring the harmony to supplement the melody. But when you start to bring in harmony, even that is a seventh major. Not to be confused with this, but it's kind of a note that doesn't belong, but it helps to add beauty to the thing. See, I can play it without, but when you add that seventh that doesn't belong, it kind of just adds enough tension in the music to make it beautiful, and that sounds great on the piano, not so preferred in our lives. Because I would much rather have a life lived in melody than when God begins to play me and he begins to add notes that don't belong. I want him to play me straight and simple. God, but we'll go with it. What is that, God? What is that, God? What is that, God? God, I heard that. What is that? The note is E, not E flat. Who added the E flat? That is not on my page. But it sounds neat, right? In Ancient of Days. It's, you know, it just adds enough. I like that in my music. I hate it in my life. And when God tries to play an E flat in my life when it's supposed to be E, I let him know that he's wrong. And he reminds me he's making all things beautiful in his time. And that my life is not my own. I don't get to write my music. He is writing my music as he is playing me, and he is making me beautiful. And sometimes it takes the notes that don't fit to bring the beauty out of what he's working on. And if it were left to me, I would play a simple melody song with no variation, no syncopation, no rhythm change, no movement, no change of key, one finger, one note. Leave me alone, God. And he says, I can do that. I can do that. But there are other times where to bring the beauty out of you, I'm going to add an alto line. And I'm going to add a tenor line. And there are sometimes, if you were in choir practice, where the whole choir practice is nothing but. Lord, what is that? That's even going the wrong direction. What is that, Lord? That's not my song. I don't know where those notes are from, but that's not my song. My song, that I don't know what all that low boom, boom, boom. That's not me. That is not my song. My song is. That's my song, God. And why are you playing? Because that's the bass harmony to support the melody. And if you know music, there are times where God suspends the melody to focus on the harmony. So sometimes God has you in seasons where you don't even recognize your own song. It is your song. It's just a separate part that he's working to build to bring beauty out of it. So you quit going to choir practice when it doesn't feel like it's your song. But if it's your choir director, stay in choir practice. Our confidence is not in the song and how it plays out. It's that there is a choir director in the heavens who is orchestrating my life. And if today is boom, 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 then we'll do that. And somehow he will bring it all together. Stop quitting choir practice when the song doesn't make sense to you. And stop opting for a less beautiful song because it gets complicated. When we look at lives, even those we study or people we know, oftentimes the most beautiful music is found in those songs that are less preferred. And somewhere in the middle of the diminished and the augment and the major seven, God is making beautiful music. Friend, I'm here to tell you, and I don't know how to break. There are some parts of your song that you have been rejecting, but God will use to make your song more beautiful. So keep your eyes not on what you know. Keep your eyes on the choir director. Because there may even be seasons where he focuses on a certain part of your song. Do you know, if you know there's a bridge part, says, "Ooh, where'd that bridge come from? That doesn't even sound like the rest of the song." But it's there to enhance and bring out. There are some of you are in bridge seasons of your life. And you are trying to get rid of the bridge because it doesn't match the song. But when he puts it all together, you'll find, oh, the bridge actually makes the song. That little middle part that I didn't know that belonged to anybody. Wow. When God puts it all together. How many of you know what I'm talking about today? Just a few people who know what a bridge season is like. A part of your life that didn't seem to make sense, but when our Redeemer got finished with it, it actually blended in and made all things beautiful. Do you know what I'm talking about? How is our puzzle happening? What is it? What is it? What is it?
We don't know yet.
We don't know yet. What do you think it is?
It's like a bomb, a city, something.
It's like a city. Okay, what is it? Do you have some directions?
Like a city or a boat.
We have a city. We have a boat on what? Okay. But they're working on the puzzle. My shoe. Can you hold this so I can tie my shoe?
Sure.
We'll edit this from the real deal. Go to commercial break. Here. Yeah, there's a bridge, right? You know, they're working on this puzzle. They don't know what it is because they're just dealing with pieces. They're working on it. But it's pieces, and some of their guesses were right. Some of their guesses were way off. Don't tell them this is what it is. But I know because I'm holding the picture. I know because I'm holding the picture. They don't know because they're just holding pieces. But I'm holding the picture. Friends, life doesn't come to us in pictures. Life comes to us in pieces. Life doesn't come to us all fit together. Life comes to us in soprano and alto and tenor and bass and bridges and pieces. And pieces. And some of their best guesses based on the pieces that they have were absolutely wonderful guesses and absolutely wonderfully wrong. But that's what you do when you have pieces. So here's this part of your life. We're going to talk about the life of David a little bit, but let me just encourage this. In the pieces that you're holding that seem to be puzzling you, that don't fit, that you wonder if they're making a full picture or you can't quite see what God's doing with you yet, would you just stay at peace with the pieces, because he is puzzling you. He is piecing you together. They might hit a piece and they say, I don't think that belongs, until after the puzzle's made. And they say, oh, it fits perfectly. There's some pieces that you might think, oh, I need to get that doesn't fit in my puzzle. Hang on to it, because he's puzzling. He's putting you together. This David was a man in the middle of the puzzle. In the middle of the puzzle, in the middle of choir practice, here comes David. And David had been, was out a shepherd tending his sheep. The prophet Samuel came to him and anointed him and told him that he would be king following King Saul. This young man was overwhelmed as the oil was poured on him, signifying that he would be king. It was David who killed a lion and a bear and taken care of his sheep, and then went out and conquered the giant Goliath with a slingshot. Then in a weird twist of events, that thing that he did that was so helpful, his great success, made him a target. And the king was thankful for what he had done, but eventually that which he was thanked for became that which he was targeted for. Have you ever had a twist of events in your life that you're not quite prepared for? This was David. So eventually David would be on the run from King Saul. He'd end up in a cave with other people who were in debt or distressed or discouraged or on the run. But finally, as he's running, Psalm 34, it cries out what he says. He got into a situation where he hit an enemy king and he's stuck, because he says, wait a minute, I'm running from King Saul. I have no place to be among my people. And now I'm coming to the enemy. Now I have to run from my people. I'm caught between them and between them. I don't know what to do. Finally, he just said, let me act like I'm crazy. Like literally, let me act like I'm crazy. And the Bible says he just let saliva come out of his mouth and he act like a man. And he said, maybe they'll just let me go if they think I'm too crazy to hang around. And here he is, running from Saul, coming to the king, acting like he's crazy, like he's lost his mind. And the king says, get him out of here. He's a crazy madman. And David runs from everybody. But in the middle of that, as he escapes, pens these words from Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. He didn't write this when the puzzle was finished. He didn't write this when the song was complete. In the middle of choir practice, when they were still layering parts, in the middle of puzzle pieces, when he said, God, I'm supposed to be king and now I'm running from kings. A king to my left, a king to my right. I'm running from kings, and here I am supposed to be king, and I have to act like I'm a crazy man. But in the middle of his middle, I will bless the Lord at all times. The puzzle's not finished, the song isn't finished, but I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth because my praise is not connected to the outcome. My praise is connected to He who is able. Because even though my puzzle's not finished, my confidence is in that He is puzzling me together. So somehow, some way, I can handle the today because He is in control of my tomorrow. So I bless the Lord, not because it's not, oh, praise the Lord that I had to act crazy. Praise the Lord that I'm on there. No. Praise the Lord because even though, and while I would prefer other, my God is well able and He will accomplish that thing that He has said He would do. One day He will fix my puzzle. So I trust Him, even though I look at pieces, I trust Him to fix the puzzle. Now, I wish I could tell you something feel good, but Hebrews 11 says something like this. There were some people whose puzzle was more fixed, and they were able to see their puzzle fixed. There are others who had to have faith to believe God that even though they never got to see their puzzle play out like they wanted it to play out, they had to trust in Him who is able to keep working on their puzzle even after they're off the scene. Oh, David, don't you worry. You're worshiping Him in mid-puzzle. You have no idea what's coming next, David. No, you are going to be king, David. Doesn't feel like I'm going to be king. You are going to be king. And you're going to give birth to a king. And even when you mess up, God's going to redeem and restore. And I'm telling you, David, you don't understand this. But the promised Messiah is coming through you. You don't understand that. In the middle of your cave, looking at puzzle pieces. But we're telling you, the end of your story is not the end of your story as you know it. It goes beyond. David, I'm telling you, these little things that you're scribbling down, thousands and thousands and millions of people are going to be proclaiming your words. You don't know that, David. You can't know it. You can't know it. But what God did in you in seed form is going to give fruit to a forest of activity. And people are going to be feasting on what you are doing right now. For David, you can't know. You're looking at pieces. But He knows the box top. So David, trust the one who's putting the puzzle together. You know, this is, you might say, well, Mike, this is a mean joke. Why don't you get a little 50-piece puzzle so you could, you know, do a little 50-piece, say your little thing, but at the end we'd all show the puzzle and say, look at the puzzle that we did. Because life doesn't come in easy puzzles. And God, help us to build up our tolerance to handle our unfinished puzzle. To trust You with, even when all we see is pieces, to trust that I can be confident, Philippians, that you will continue to work on me and my puzzle until. That I can trust you with my pieces. Even when it looks like there are pieces that don't fit together, I can trust you with my pieces. Even when some pieces get lost, I can trust you, redeeming God, to do something with it. Even when there are some pieces added that neither of us wanted to be added, somehow he can take pieces. That's just what he does. He takes pieces and he makes it work in our. That's how the Redeemer works. So in the middle of your puzzle, you have a choice to make. In the middle of your choir practice, you have a choice to make. When God is working on the alto line that doesn't sound like the melody you know, or when God has a whole season of bass line that feels totally different than the melody that you love, will you stay in choir practice? When God is working on your pieces that don't quite fit together, or the puzzle isn't being fit together as quickly as you would like. Oh, I thought that would be easier. I thought we'd just be able to slap those pieces together, but it doesn't work that way. How many of you have been working in a life puzzle that's taking longer than what you would have liked? And it would be unfair today to tell you, to give you some cheap version of the gospel that says he fixes your puzzle and puts it together and da 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 da. That's a cute song, but it's not life. The life is in the middle of pieces that you don't quite know how they fit together. There's a shepherd who will be with you and stay with you and work with you and continue to puzzle you together even when life is puzzling. So in the middle of that, we worship. Not because things are all pieced together, but because things are being pieced together. And somehow the world will look at our pieces, but see that we're still functioning in a peace that passes all understanding. And our worship is not connected to our pieces, but our worship is connected to our peace, which says, even though the puzzle's not together, there is one who is working on me who is totally together. And he is not anxious, he is not fretting, he is not worthy, and he is well able. So my confidence is not in the pieces. My confidence is in the Prince of Peace who rules my life. I will bless the Lord at all times, says David, while the pieces are being worked on. No, I know. This is what he's doing to you. He is piecing together. Trust him. Trust him. Wait on him. Don't push the table away in anger and frustration and walk away. Don't. He's puzzling you. Here's the deal. It's going to happen whether you like it or not. You know what I mean? You're either going to cooperate with him and trust his work in your life, or you're going to spend a whole lot of energy and effort getting frustrated and mad and walking away from the only one who's able to give you some sense of peace and stability in the midst of pieces. Don't choose the latter. Don't walk away from the one who's able to keep you in the pieces. But this morning, as we pray and the worship team will come back, but would you just do this? Would you just, I'm going to pray, but would you just, in just a minute, you don't have to do it now, I'm just going to ask you to stand if some part of this made sense. If you feel like you're in the middle of a part of the song that's being worked on that you, Lord, you got to bring this all together. Or you're in the middle of the middle. You feel, I'm in the middle of a puzzle. And it's not making sense to me. And today, this morning, I need just a little more encouragement to trust the one who's puzzling me together. And listen, there's no judgment in with this. This is just human stuff that we all in the middle need a little bit of encouragement. God, you puzzle us together. Help us to trust your puzzling ability. But if that's you, would you just stand where you are, and I'm just going to pray for you and for us. Right, sure. So Lord, here we are. In the middle of puzzles that we can't quickly put together. In the middle of songs with multiple parts and notes that don't fit and chords that are syncopated. And Lord, would you expand our capacity to trust you to orchestrate our lives? Lord, would we trust you to bring the harmony and the melody and the syncopation and rhythm that brings you best honor and glory? Would you bring beauty out of our lives? Lord, none of our pieces are a surprise to you. So the puzzle of our lives that you have been working on before we were even born, would you continue to work on our puzzle? Would you continue to bring pieces together? Would you give us eyes to see and a heart to believe and a will to yield to you? Curb our natural inclination to just want to give up. Or give in or quit. Or to faultily assume that because our life is in pieces, we serve a God who doesn't love us. Remind us that you are in the middle of our pieces, bringing together, piecing, using, redeeming, restoring, making whole, bringing together. And Lord, we turn the pen over to you. You write our story. You write our music. You play us. You chord us. You puzzle us. You make all things work together for our good. And in your time, you make all things beautiful. Like Jesus, we find ourselves in the garden to say, God, do you know what you're doing with these pieces? Right before he went to the cross, and he's saying, God, if there's any other way, I don't like my pieces. I don't like how you're fitting my puzzle together. It's not making sense to me. But in the end, he says, but you are putting me together. So I trust not what I see, but I trust he who sees all. Lord, we trust you with our puzzle. And that which puzzles us, remind us that you are puzzling us. So for every relationship, every finance situation, every physical ailment, every relationship stuck, every need for direction or comfort or peace, forgiveness, restoration, do what only you can do in all of us. We trust you with our pieces. In the strong name of Jesus, amen.